Smoked Banana Double Bites. If you joined us for our series on smoking banana, now it's time to learn just what you can do with this flavorful fruit. This recipe for smoked banana double bites makes for a perfect snack, kid-loving dessert, or even a sweet party item. Gather together 6 ounces of semi-sweet chocolate, 1/4 cup shredded coconut, the finer the better, 4 ounces slivered almonds, crushed, 2 tablespoons butter, and 4 to 5 smoked bananas. See our previous series on this process if you missed it. You'll also need a saucepan or double boiler for melting the chocolate, or a microwave-safe bowl, popsicle sticks or similar disposable handle for inserting in the banana segments, and a small cake spatula for spreading the chocolate. I would also keep on hand some hot water in case the chocolate should seize or harden on you. If that occurs, simply add 1 teaspoon of hot water at a time, mixing well until you restore the smooth consistency. Preparing. It's important that you get the other ingredients ready prior to melting the chocolate, as you want to prevent the chocolate from hardening. Take your 4 ounces of slivered almonds and add to a storage bag. I am old school, so I will crush my almonds using a canned good. You can use a kitchen mallet or rolling pin, whatever is the easiest for you. Be sure you just crush the almonds. Don't make almond dust or flour. Then prepare a sheet pan with wax paper and get your popsicle or other wood stick ready for putting the smoked banana double bites together. I named this recipe after the average bites it takes to get one of these little flavor explosions into your tummy. Melt the chocolate. Once the other ingredients are at the ready and your sheet pan with wax paper is set, it's time to melt the semi-sweet chocolate. You can do this a couple of ways. In a double boiler, which is the preferred method, in a saucepan set to low temperature, or in a microwave. Your choice, just be sure you get a consistency that is not too thin or thick so the banana will coat easily. I add 2 tablespoons of butter to the chocolate to produce a shiny result. Melt until just smooth, being careful not to go beyond that stage or the chocolate will harden. If you do go too far, simply add 1 teaspoon of hot water to the mix to thin and recover. With the chocolate melted, we are now ready for assembly of our smoked banana double bites. Taking your popsicle stick or similar wooden item, insert into the center of a banana segment. Remember, I had cut my bananas into 2-inch segments when I did the smoking process. Now, dip into the melted chocolate and begin to spread into an even layer using a small cake spatula. Just get the top and sides coated so they can roll in the next 2 ingredients. Again, if your chocolate should seize or harden on you, simply add 1 teaspoon of hot water to bring it back. With our banana segment covered in chocolate, we are now ready for the roll. First, place some crushed slivered almond on a piece of wax paper. Then roll the chocolate-covered banana into the almonds, being careful not to press down. Just allow the almonds to stick on their own. Next, a trip to the shredded coconut. You can put the coconut on a wax sheet as well, or leave in a small container that can accommodate the size of your banana. Let the coconut fill in all the spaces between the almonds, then lay on a sheet pan covered with wax paper. These will need to harden a bit in the refrigerator. So, here we are, the finale. After taking our bananas to a smoky place using Smokin'Licious Menudo wood chips, we gave them a bath in luscious dark chocolate. Then the roll into crushed almond and shredded coconut, 2 fantastic flavor pairings for banana. Then off to the sheet pan covered with wax paper to set everything up in the refrigerator. You just need about 45 minutes of setting time, then it's off to the party or for a snack or that great dessert. Don't forget to put your own spin on this recipe by swapping the dark chocolate for white, the almonds for pistachio or pine nuts. Always keep the holidays in mind too. Use pastel dyes for coconut or white chocolate for a great Easter dessert, green and red dyes for Christmas, and blue for Hanukkah. Make this great simple recipe your own. You can even do whole bananas, set them up, and then slice them over ice cream or pound cake with a hit of fresh cream. Get your imagination going and expand on the great use of smoked banana.